seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can.
What do you think?
I don't want to ruin it.
You think Baby Fritz has any idea who's singing?
He does.
Well, because he saw the name?
Well, he had to pull it up.
Right.
Marvin Gaye?
Oh, you're lying. You don't think it's Marvin Gaye.
No, I know it's not Marvin Gaye.
Well, who is it?
I don't know.
I thought you pulled it up. What do you mean?
I did. But I just typed in Easy Like Sunday Morning.
Oh, you don't know who sings it, though. Commodores.
Oh.
Who's the lead singer of the Commodores?
Come on.
Seal.
I didn't hit you with a damn flipper. Seal.
No, I don't know. Is that why Hugh always says the Commodores?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's where he gets it from.
Never a doubt.
It's Lionel Richie.
Well, wait, what does Hugh say?
When it says the Commanders.
Oh,
the
Commodores. The Commodores. Yes. Yeah.
That's right. Lionel Richie?
Yes.
Ah,
nice. You know Lionel Richie. Dancing on the ceiling.
Of course I know Lionel Richie. You kidding me?
Dancing on the ceiling. How about
Hello?
American Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah, he's in the later
season.
He's
a judge on American Idol.
Oh, no, not when I watched.
Well, of course I know. Yeah. I'm talking about him.
Oh, well, right.
No, this is actually sad. You want to know the first time I ever heard of Lionel Richie? Is that stupid show with his daughter and Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Paris
and Nicole.
Paris and Nicole.
Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot about Nicole Richie.
Yes. Yeah.
Awful.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. What would your reaction have been if the Eagles had drafted Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round?
No!
The two options, happy and understanding or upset. Where do you think it is, Ike? Where do you think the poll
upset.
Is?
Upset.
And what do you think the number's at?
65 upset.
He's back. 63 upset.
Nailed it.
How many do you think, of the people that are saying that they were upset now, how many of them would have talked themselves into it by the time the show was on the air
100%.
Monday at 2 o'clock?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You think it would have made them mad?
Well, I mean, here's my thing. I think people would have felt like it's an unnecessary distraction to the starting quarterback. That's what I believe people's initial reaction would be when we are comfortable with who's going to be the starting quarterback moving forward. The last thing we want is quarterback controversies or what have you. So I would think coming off the Super Bowl, taking a guy like Shedeur Sanders, I'm not saying people would have been outraged over it. I just don't think people would have saw it as a good thing. They would have saw it more as a distraction to the starting quarterback than anything else.
It certainly would have taken a generally quiet Super Bowl offseason.
Right. They would have been right, by the way.
You think it would have been too much of a distraction?
Yes.
Do you think Jalen would have been distracted by it? Because I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so. But, you know, winning the Super Bowl helps. So you almost get that. You get a sense of, I'm good, security.
Yep.
Versus Wentz, who, quote unquote, wasn't a starting quarterback when they won the Super Bowl. So the fan base is already split on whether it should be you or somebody else. Then you bring in a cooler young quarterback that the locker room likes. Like that, it's a different atmosphere. So I don't know how many people. This locker room is already, I believe, the majority of 100% Jalen's locker room. I don't know how many people would have been in favor of this being a distraction to the team.
And then, so you as putting your former player hat on for a second, so you see what happens to Shedeur. You hear all the stories about him. If you're a player on the Eagles and they draft Shedeur Sanders, like what goes through, like, is it just curiosity? What goes through your mind about the kid if they had drafted him?
Well, I think the league, from a player standpoint, was rooting for Shedeur, the majority of them. You know, I'm not going to tell you his personality, the confidence, the cockiness, Sanders, all that may not have rubbed some people the wrong way. And I could totally understand why it would have. But I think the majority of players would be rooting for him. Problem is, you're coming to a team where they can't root for you to be successful.
Right.
We already have a starting quarterback.
Right.
So that's why I said going to Cleveland is a good position for him. You don't have an incumbent starter there. You don't have this big name there to where it seems like it's an uphill battle and he's never going to get a chance to play. Falling to Cleveland, which would have been good for him in the second round, with one of the two second-round picks they had, the third round before they took Dylan Gabriel. Like,
it does make you wonder how much they actually wanted. They certainly had chances to take him. He wasn't even there. Yeah.
So I think people feel good about that situation. But being here, it's almost like you come here and you're stuck behind the Super Bowl MVP. Like, you're in the league, but you're not really getting a chance to play.
I actually think on some level what happened to him might be good publicly, because I think it has changed. I think there were a lot of people that were not rooting against him, but weren't necessarily rooting for him beforehand,
yeah.
Right?
All because people that were rooting against him.
Yeah.
You can bet on that.
There were some.
Yes, of course there were.
But I think...
Seen him on Twitter.
I think what has happened to him now may put more people on the side of rooting for him, because he became a sympathetic figure over the weekend, which there was none of that before. So I think at this point, I think fans might be rooting for him in a different way. I think players might be rooting for him in a different way. And depending on how he handles this, I don't know. I think he has an opportunity now to sort of like reintroduce what people think of him because of what happened to him over the weekend.
Yeah, I got to – maybe my view is a little different on this, Spike, than some other people's. I'm tired of the pity party with Shedeur Sanders. Like, enough is enough. It's like the pity party with Bronny. Like, shut up. Like, enough is enough. Shador's going to be fine. Right? He's drafted now. Now he gets to prove how good he is. Like a lot of people have to do.
Right.
I came in the league, had to prove who I was.
Well, and all he has to do now is beat out Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel,
you feel me?
Really. Yeah.
Well, my point is that whether you're a first round pick or you're a seventh round pick, you're in the NFL. Prove what you are. Forget about the talking, cameras, dad, persona, chains, collar, all that nonsense. You're in the league now. You earn your stripes in this league. And there have been plenty of guys that have been drafted late that went on to become starters and earn their spot in this league. I think of Kirk Cousins, who got drafted in the fourth round after RG3 got drafted number two overall. I would say Kirk Cousins had a better career than RG3. So, like, if you're good, you're good. I don't need to have a pity party for Shedeur Sanders, who grew up with Deion Sanders as his dad, who got every opportunity to play dad ball, dad coaches you, you get to be the quarterback, you get to make mistakes and still stay in there as a starter, like, because dad is the coach. So there are plenty of other guys that have worked their ass off that don't get a shot in the league. Or have to come in here just in a tough spot, the same way he is, and earn their keep. Like, we on that, the one thing, I'm happy he got drafted. But the pity party for Shedeur Sanders that's been going, Mel Kiper ought to be embarrassed with that nonsense he pulled Friday and Saturday, because he had Shedeur as his number one pick. By the way, you don't give a damn about Shedeur Sanders. It's all about you had him number one on your draft board. So this makes you look bad for your scouting evaluation. Crying all weekend. Like, really, are we crying for Shedeur Sanders? And I like the kid. And if he's successful, great for him. But this pity party stuff from guys I know that get it out the mud, that they try to make it into the NFL and have to do it the hard way, Shador's cool. Like Shador's fine. The guy made $4 or $5 million a year in Colorado. You feel me?
Right, yeah.
An NIL deal. Like he probably made more money already than he's going to get as a fifth-round draft pick.
So why do you think he fell the way that he did?
Because he isn't humble. There's no humility there. And when you get in this league and you play that position and you walk into meeting rooms with coaches and you have this persona like you got it all figured out and you're the savior – they don't necessarily want to touch that. And he's not the first. He's not the first, and he won't be the last. That's why we have these job interviews. Right? I thought I was a bad you-know-what, too. But you don't go into a meeting room saying, I am that, and you better draft me, or you're going to be sorry you don't draft me. Bro, you went 13-12 at Colorado. You didn't beat a real opponent in your time at college. You played at Jackson State and Colorado. You didn't play in the SEC. You didn't play in the Big Ten. You didn't dominate college football. Humble yourself a little bit.
It probably
humble yourself a little
bit. It probably didn't help having Deion say that.
No,
there were teams
and I
that,
love Deion. Yeah. Deion didn't help the situation. Pull it back, Coach Prime. Pull it back. Like, you did a little bit too much. You're not playing. He's not you. He can't be you. You were Deion. He's not Deion. Come in with a little more humility and work for your status. Having a camera crew follow you around, all that type of stuff. A team, think about this, Spike. A team has to think about, do I want that? If I'm the Eagles, do I want Deion? Do I want Shedeur Sanders showing up with his brothers, with a camera crew? My own damn starting quarterback doesn't do this, but the backup quarterback is doing this?
Deion may be talking about you at a Saturday press conference after a Colorado game.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing in Cleveland. My boy ain't playing.
Right.
Like, you don't want to deal with all that. Now, if you were great as a player, then you'd be worth it. That's the other thing, because we've seen bad character get drafted early.
Mm-hmm.
But they were worth it from a talent standpoint. Shedeur. Humble yourself, little bro. Come in and work. Stop all the circus and pomp and stances around you. Put your head down and grind it out like most NFL players do. This is a business league. These are grown men that take care of their families. Come in and humble yourself. This ain't the Deion Sanders show. That's all I'm telling you, Shedeur. Like, that's what you, or you'll be doing YouTube shows out of the league.
Right.
Like, that's what you'll be doing eventually. You'll be out of the league doing your YouTube shows.
Well, the league certainly said that. Like it's up to him now to decide whether the message is received or not.
And I like him.
Yeah.
But you got to stop with all that nonsense, bro. Like actually do something first, and then all the other stuff can come behind it.
215-592-9494, talking about the Eagles draft. What is your big takeaway? And then talking about Shedeur Sanders as well. Anthony in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the Eagles drafting Shedeur didn't make any sense to me. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because, I mean, you think the Eagles draft him, Jalen Hurts get hurt, or he has a couple of bad games, who's everybody going to want? Shedeur Sanders. All the fans are going to be screaming, we want Shedeur. And it's going to start a whole big controversy there. Now, I've read something the other day. It said Shedeur is actually, he's actually getting the better part of all of this. Because at the end of the day, he don't got nothing to prove anymore. All the quarterbacks that were drafted before him have everything to prove. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Well, I think Shedeur has a lot to prove right now. I don't agree with that at all. Yeah.
I mean, if all these quarterbacks were drafted before him,
right?
They have everything to prove. They have to prove why they got drafted before Shedeur Sanders.
Well, he has to prove you. Wouldn't you agree, Anthony? He has to prove that everyone made a mistake by not drafting him. So he wants to prove that he was more than a fifth round draft pick. He wants to prove that he was worthy of being drafted number one overall.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree with that. But at the end of the day, he has at least a year to sit behind, you know, to have the second row, the third row.
Yep.
Every other quarterback, they might jump in straight to a starting role, and they have more to prove right now.
Yeah.
So I think Shedeur got it. I think he got it good right now. Actually, sit back, learn what it takes to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. You know, and sit back and learn from somebody. These other quarterbacks got to start right away.
Anthony,
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Anthony, give your favorite stand-up comedian of all time, Jay Leno's birthday. What do you got?
Oh man, I gotta go with Bernie Mac.
Yeah, but there you go. That's two for Bernie Mac.
What? We're letting somebody take somebody that's already taken? I mean, you already took Bernie Mac. You got to take number
that's right,
two.
I said Bernie Mac, Anthony.
Well, yeah. We can't just be everybody voting for Bernie Mac. Man.
Well,
it's overwhelming.
All right. Somebody's off the board. They're off the board.
I loved him, Mr. 3000.
Oh, that was one of his worst movies.
You don't remember it?
I do. I saw it. Great flick. I think I got it on DVD.
It was a tough watch.
It was.
I watched almost every baseball movie besides The Natural.
I don't think I've seen this. What is the movie?
Oh, it's called Mr. 3000.
Mr. 3000? No,
he
I've
retired with, like, I think 2996.
It was the Brewers, right?
Well, he had over 3,000 hits, and then they went back and recounted it, and he needed like four more.
So it went to like 296.
Yeah.
Oh, so he had to go back in the league as an older guy and get the four hits.
Yeah, to get back to 3,000
with the Brewers, yeah.
Yeah, and he was old. Like, he was older. Yeah, he was retired and everything.
I like the premise, though.
Yeah, well, it didn't hit.
Yeah.
Well, because what's the Tom Selleck movie? Kind of a similar vibe to it.
That's Angels in the Outfield.
No,
right?
No. That's with Donald Glover and.
That's Danny Glover.
Whatever.
Danny Glover's a lot older than Donald Glover.
Well, he's Donald Glover's
two
son.
Two totally different people, too, by the way.
Yeah. Is Donald Glover his son?
It's a tap dancer.
Donald Glover?
Isn't Donald Glover, didn't he rap too?
Yeah, he's in Atlanta.
He's a rapper?
Yeah. Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Maybe he has multiple things he does.
No,
I thought he was like a dancer.
He's like a stand-up comedian. He's an actor and he's a comedian.
Donald Glover's not a damn comedian.
He has a special on Netflix. Now, I don't know if it's any funny.
Are we talking about the same Donald Glover?
No idea. We could be talking about two different
Donalds. Definitely Childish Gambino. He's definitely a rapper.
Childish Gambino.
Okay. Donald Glover?
Yes.
We are nailing today's show.
Look, yeah, this is what's going in the Hall of Fame.
Top tier.
Yeah.
No.
Let me make sure I'm talking about the same person.
Wait, is it Mr. Baseball? Is that the Tom Selleck movie?
Might have been.
Mr. Baseball, that's it.
So Danny Glover is Lethal Weapon.
Yes, I know.
And Angels in the Outfield.
And Angels in the Outfield.
With the guy from the Back in the Future where Elliot incest movie.
Michael J. Fox?
No, the guy, crazy guy.
Oh, Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Glover?
No, I don't think so.
It's Crispin something. All right, 215-592-9494. Marcus,
was it Savion Glover I'm thinking of?
A lot of Glover talk.
Marcus in North Philly, you're on WIP.
Are you thinking of Savion Glover?
That's who it is. That's why I said him. I'm thinking of Savion Glover.
Can I get my comedian out of the way? It's Eddie Murphy, the greatest of all time.
Classic.
Yes, sir. It definitely has an argument for greatest of all time. And Delirious and Raw, I think, is the greatest stand-up movie of all time.
I think Raw is the greatest also. Delirious was a 7. Raw was a 10+.
Yeah, and Raw was like a sensation. I mean, people were going to see Raw in the theaters. I mean, Raw was...
Yeah, it was the first of its kind.
Yeah.
It was the first of its kind. Now, I hear everything you're saying about Shador and how he needs to humble himself.
Yeah.
Spike, I don't agree with you when you say that this should be good for him, because what happened to him and the way it happened shouldn't happen to no player coming from college into the NFL. As far as he was not the, what, 7th best quarterback in the NFL draft.
No worse than third.
Okay, but you're saying shouldn't. What does shouldn't mean? So let's.
I think what happened is they got together, colluded. They don't like to use that word, but colluded to keep him.
No.
Like, you know what? We're going to humble him. We're going to do what Ike said needs to happen to him.
Yeah.
We're going to humble him. We're going to keep. Then they gave. All right, Cleveland. You know what? What the hell is Cleveland? Excuse my language. What is Cleveland picking a second quarterback for? In the draft. You know what, Cleveland? You can pick him.
Hold on, Marcus.
He's probably going to beat out Dillon Gabriel.
Marcus, you're saying they colluded. So you're saying every football team got together to teach Shador Sanders a lesson. Meanwhile, over the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, they have taken player after player after player with records and character issues and why? Why would they do that? If a team thought that Shador Sanders would be more of a plus than a minus, they would just take them. This league is not, it's not baseball. I mean, like, I don't know.
They've taken guys with character issues.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah.
The Eagles have.
Listen, character issues is different than him. I just said, character issues is different than him coming and thinking he's bigger than the game.
Right.
But that's character.
Character issues is. So no, but those are two different things. You're talking about Jalen Carter, who was in a
like off the field stuff. Yeah, off the field stuff. Yeah,
that's completely different things, right? So what I'm saying is that he's the first that really came in doing that, and got the dad who has the platform, who told the media, I don't need you to like me. He has that same bravado, and I understand he's not Deion.
And he also said, hold on, his dad also said there were certain teams he wasn't going to let him to play for, and they shouldn't draft him.
Arch Manning.
Hold on. Where's Arch Manning?
Eli Manning. You mean Eli Manning, right?
No. Arch Manning told them that Eli's not playing for this team.
Oh, you mean Archie Manning. Archie Manning, yes.
Not Arch. Archie Manning.
Archie Manning.
Yeah.
So did he, Spike. So...
Yeah, and Eli Manning was a much better prospect than Shador was, which just shows that, I guess Shador is a bad combination of good but not great.
Not a dominant
and not
player.
Worth it.
Yeah.
And what I would say, what I would go back to, and I know he was a first-round pick, but after he was a first-round pick, take Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was certainly capable of being a backup quarterback in the NFL for years. He wasn't a starter, but could he have been on a roster? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But team after team after team after team decided not to put him on the roster because he wasn't worth the circus. And I think what happens is you get to a level where if you are, the other thing that I brought up was the circus.
Yeah.
Man, you got to be worth the circus.
Yep.
And Shador was a bad combination of good but not worth the circus. And I think that's why he dropped. I don't think there was collusion. I truly think, and they said this over and over the weekend, when you start getting second through fourth round and you're talking about quarterbacks, you're looking for a backup. And nobody wants Shador as a backup because it's too much trouble for a backup.
I appreciate the call, Marcus. No, you're right. What teams are having had to decide, and this is actually why I'm surprised. The Eagles must have viewed this, if I were to believe, and I do believe it, so I don't have to constantly preface this by saying it, but if I were to believe that they were interested in him and Cleveland jumped in front of them, I'm surprised that they thought it was worth the headache. But they obviously did at least consider it.
They
considered it.
I go back and forth on whether I'd be surprised that the Eagles did it and not surprised that the Eagles did it.
It would not have been surprising if they did it. They're a value organization.
Especially the value thing.
The value thing, yes. But I do understand the hassle part of it. So I would...
Yeah, but they're one team that I think we could trust them to be able to handle it.
Cleveland, and that's the thing. That's what they would say. They would say, we have the culture that could handle this.
Sure.
And Deion would get, I think Deion would at least understand it. I mean,
I agree. I think this is an organization Deion would back off and respect.
Well,
the fact they just won a championship, what they've done with Jalen here.
And it would
I don't
be
think
hard.
He would make a big deal here.
It would also be hard for Deion to say, my boy should be starting in Philadelphia.
I agree. And that's why they probably thought
we can handle it.
It could be handled here.
Man, we were so close.
I was right there.
So close.
Why did the Cowboys
even though I'm like, yeah, you guys maybe can handle it in a NovaCare, but me here,
I got to take the calls.
Yeah, me here at the radio station, yeah, I can't handle it.
We can handle it, Ike. We can handle it.
Stay strong.
Stay strong. No, take the call.
Actually, the third string.
215-592-9494.
Plus, I've already etched myself as a Tanner McKee guy.
Yes. Well, now you got to become a college. Is that why you're not knowing McCord's name? Because you're a Tanner McKee guy?
We get it. There goes Ike, dividing and conquering.
We will battle McCord and McKee all through training camp.
Oh, I'm waiting for it. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, our embedded reporter in D.C.
He just tweeted out a video of himself in front of the White House.
Oh, Elliott Short Forks live from D.C.
He got clearance.
Interesting he made the trip.
It is. Wow. You think Elliot's going to get himself on any signal chats while he's out there?
Interesting. He made it.
Yeah, all right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Friends.